Welcome to the LifeLink Church podcast. We hope you hear something that will make a difference in your everyday life. If there is anything we can do to be a bigger part of God's plan for your life, then please email us at info@lifelinkchurch.com and let us know. Now prepare your hearts to hear God's word to you today.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Mother's Day to all the mamas in the house. If you're a mama, wave your hand at me right up here. Come on. Oh, you're beautiful. You're amazing. One more time, would you give it up for all the moms here today? We are not only celebrating moms today, but we're going to celebrate women today. Because women, I'm telling you, we do a lot. Yeah? How many of the guys would say that? Way to go, guys. And I'm telling you, we here at LifeLink Church love to celebrate women. And our women's ministry here is called Tribe Sisterhood. Tribe Sisterhood. Because we are a tribe and we are sisters in the Lord. And we love to have fellowship and have fun. We walk through things together. And so those of you that may have not have been to one of our tribe events, I just want to tell you, inside your bulletin today, there's a little flyer called Tribe Sisterhood. There's some tiny, tiny print on the back with lots of upcoming things that we are having this summer and into the fall. You don't want to miss out. If you want some amazing girlfriends in your life to help you see and smell the flowers, come on. Maybe get a little pedicure, manicure, come on, little mom action, then jump into some tribe sisterhood. We have a lot of fun. Can I hear it from the girls again? Amen, amen. We've got some amazing things happening. But I just want to say that you live only once, right? This is our life. We live only once. And you, as a mom or even as a dad, you may have one child or you may have many childs, many children. You may have many children. But you only have one life to express your love to your kids. Only one life for you to be the best parent that you can be. And today, I just want to kind of highlight that. We're going to talk to the moms specifically, but again, this message can apply to every single one of us here today. In fact, if you came in and you missed our greeters at the door, would like to take notes, I encourage you to, then raise your hand right now. Our ushers are making their way all through the auditorium right now to hand you out some notes, because let me just say, when God says things and the Holy Spirit stirs things up, you want to capture it because you want to get it in your heart. You want to chew on it and you want to apply it to your life right away. And so while you're doing that, I just want to say that I just want to just show you a little bit of my family album. How many of you want to see a couple of pics? All right. You know my husband is Pastor Dave, the most amazing pastor in the world. I know you all agree, yes. And I have a beautiful mom who's going to be in the second service today. Her name is Jan, and she is known as Mama Sue to my daughter, Lacey. And she will be here, and she's gorgeous, and I just have learned so many wonderful things from her. She's really helped make me who I am today, as well as my amazing mother-in-law, Joy Farley, who is in Syracuse, New York, and she could be watching today. Mwah. Hello, Graham. I love you. She is an amazing woman of God, full of wisdom, full of life, and so adventurous. Her life is an amazing story, and I've learned so much from her. But I do have a wonderful daughter named Lacey. I only was blessed with one kid, and I think it's because God knew Cherie couldn't handle 3, 4, and 5. Okay? And so my daughter Lacey, in fact, would you just show my family up there? Look, this is my daughter Lacey and her handsome husband, James. Hey, James. Yes. And that's our sweet little Emma Cherie. She's 2 years old. In fact, is Emma around here? I was asking Lace if she could bring sweet Emma. Come here, Emma. Hi. How are you. I just wanted to bring out my little pride and joy. We've got sweet Emma right here. Can you wave at everybody? Hi. Hi, everybody. Emma, how old are you?
Four.
No, you're not.
Four?
Try again.
Two.
Two. That's wonderful. Can you say your full name? What's your name?
No.
No. Okay. Let me ask you, who does mommy have inside of her belly today?
Nova.
Nova. Is that your baby sister?
Yeah.
Are you excited for her to come?
Yeah.
Are you going to play with her when she comes?
Yeah.
Awesome. You see Pops down there? There's Daddy over there. All right. Can you blow everybody a kiss? Can you say Happy Mother's Day?
No.
Okay. Well, I love you, sweet Emma Cherie. Give me a kiss. Can you give it up for my little sweet baby, Nova Joy, and my beautiful daughter, Lacey? Bye-bye. Oh, she's amazing. So she is the joy of our life, as well as James's mom, Gigi. I don't know if she's in this service or she's coming in the next service. Jim and Joy, we just have a beautiful family. And so, but that includes you too. There's beautiful family members all around here. How many of you could say that LifeLink Church has become your family since you've been here? Come on. That's right. God has blessed us with amazing, amazing, wonderful friends. So, I always like to say this little quote as well. It says, to good women, may we be them and may we raise them. Amen. We raise them in the ways of the Lord, and God will bring great fruit out of that. So I want to show you a little clip before we get started of some parents that I think did a pretty good job of affirming and encouraging their little girl, Jessica. I think you may get a kick out of this one. Would you turn on that video clip now? This is Jessica. All right there, you know. There we go. That is amazing. I can do anything good. Come on. Let me just say that a mom and a dad, and especially the whole family, can really help raise up children to where they can look in the mirror and say, I can do anything. Amen? And so, moms, our hat goes off to you. Our heart goes out to you because you are one of the main influencers in the lives of the people that are in our generation, this next generation. And many of you have done that already. How many of you have already been through the baby stage and the toddler stage and those teenager stages, and you're saying, I'm free? Well, let me just say, even though you may not have kids in your house, along with me, you never stop being a mama, right? I am known as Mama C. Mama C, Mama C. And I'm known as Mama C to a lot of our little kids around here, and I take it as an honor. I realize today that maybe Mother's Day is not as a joyful holiday for many who may have lost their moms. Maybe this last year, or maybe you have been wanting to be a mom and it just hasn't happened yet. Maybe you are a part of a foster home right now and you love your foster mom, but there was a gap and you think, where is my mom today? And I just want to let you know that God loves you and He has not forgotten you. He is with you. He will never leave you alone. He knows the pain that you're walking through, and He knows all of those things that you have been through. And He is here to heal your heart today. So I encourage you to just open up and not be closed to this day known as Mother's Day, but just say, okay, I'm a mom, or I wish I could be a mom, or I wish my mom was here. So, Lord, I'm just going to open myself to you because you're my dad. You're my father, and you love me. So with that, I'd like to pray over you, and I'd like to just pray over this word today. If you are one of those that I have mentioned, just lift your hands right here in front of you as I pray aloud. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for who you are. We thank you, God, that you are all that we need. You are our Father, Lord, and you said in your word that you heal the brokenhearted. And Father, I pray for those that may be walking through a hard time today, Lord, wishing they were moms or wishing their mom was here. Father, I pray for just your healing power and your presence to overtake them today and bring them peace and joy. Let them know that you are for them and they are not lost on you. You have a plan and a purpose. So I thank you, God, for strength over them today. Father, for this word today, I pray that you just speak through me and take this word and divide it into hundreds of ways to hit everybody's heart and everybody's ears and bring encouragement in life in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Well, to everybody in this place, you are amazing. Just look at somebody and say, you're amazing. Whether you're a man, woman, boy, girl, whatever, God has made us amazing human beings, and especially for us women. I mean, the Bible talks about that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and we are complex. The scripture says complex. I just heard my husband say yes on that one. We're so delicate. There's so many ways to us women. And today, I just want to say that let's embrace our complexity, and let's embrace the things that God has put in each one of us. I mean, look at me today. It looks like I'm either wearing a shower curtain or a tablecloth or a bedspread, whatever you want to call it, but I love it. Bright yellow and flowers. I mean, that's just who I am. So I'm embracing the day, embracing the moment. God created you unique and created you special so you can bring life the way that he created you to do it. And only you are the one that can do that in your house and in your world. Amen? So look at somebody and say, just keep on being beautiful. To all of the mothers, I'm telling you, we are gifts on the planet. And God gave us gifts called kids to raise and to influence. And I'm telling you, when I look at my daughter, I just always look at her, and I still see her sometimes at like four. You know, I think my mother still sees me at four. In fact, my daughter probably thinks I still act like I'm four when I'm playing with my granddaughter, right? But I look and I go, oh my goodness, it's you, my baby girl. God gave you to me. Oh my goodness, what a gift you are. How many of you have done that to your kids lately? Look who just walked in the room. Have you done that to your spouse lately? It may help your marriage a little bit. You never know. Oh, my sweetheart. It changes the atmosphere. It changes. And you know what? It makes people feel wonderful. But just think about it. You are that child, whether they're an adult, whether they're a baby, you were chosen to bring that child into the world. How honorable. What a great title to have, Mama. Right? What a great title. Well, there is a book by Angela Thomas that I'd like to reference today, and it's called 52 Things Kids Need from a Mom, What Mothers Can Do to Make a Lifelong Difference. Now, let me just read my scripture here, Proverbs 31, 29 through 30. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Because charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. A woman, whether she's a mom or she's a single young adult, Those that walk with the Lord are fierce and are strong and are confident, but yet tender and sweet. I taught a message just about last week when we were in Florida, and it was all about being a pineapple, standing tall, wearing a crown, but being sweet inside. We should all be like pineapples, amen? But we are always moms. So this book, Angela Thomas, there are things that every kid needs, whether they're an adult or they're a toddler. And this, I want you to pull out your outline there. We're going to write these down. Love is what every kid needs from a mom. And what every mom needs from her kids is love. Well, that's so sweet and that's so simple. But let's just break it down a little bit. So put up the L-O-V-E in your fill-in there. And the first letter, L, stands for live. Live. If you write that down, live. I want to encourage all of us today, not just moms, but all of us, to live a real example in front of our families. A real example. You know what I mean? Somebody that's a Christian and loves being a Christian. You know what I'm saying? Somebody who has joy and has life. I mean, Christians, we should be the most happy people and joyful people on the face of the planet. You know what I mean? Why don't we live that out in front of our families? Because what we do screams so loudly. What you say, people can't really hear. So we can say, I'm a Christian, I love God, and then we can totally act the opposite, and people go, really, right? Especially children, and especially teenagers, right? So I encourage all of us, let's live a real example and be a crazy in love mama. Crazy in love mom with Jesus. Let's put that fill-in up there. Crazy in love with Jesus. Come on, let's be not just mediocre. Let's don't just be passive and let's just go to church. But let's know God, not just know about him, but let's know him enough that, man, I am crazy in love. Does that mean I have to act crazy only if you want to wear a bright yellow kimono with flowers like me? You don't have to act crazy, but your kids know she loves God. My dad loves God. Because he's crazy in love with God. He is not just, we just kind of go on the side so we can get out of hell. No. We love God. We have a relationship. And let that spirit of the Lord that is within us move in our homes and move in our lives. So live for God. Pray. Have a secret place with God. You know, there's nothing like seeing, and I remember seeing my parents kneel down in their office and pray. It brought security and safeness to me instead of doing it all by shutting the door. There's sometimes they needed their private time, but when they said, we're going to pray together. We're going to read the word together. We're going to worship together. And we're going to have fun in the house of the Lord. In fact, church is fun. It should be fun. That's why God says the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. The joy of the Lord. Well, you don't know what my family's walking through. And I know we walk through many things, but when you can have a relationship with Jesus and he bring you joy in the midst of sorrow, he brings dancing when you are mourning, what an example of what the power of God's presence can do to your children. Do you know what I mean? Having life. Having crazy in love with Jesus. Value the relationship. Value that. Live a real example of Jesus in front of your kids. That's the greatest thing every parent can do. Well, Pastor Cherie, but I'm still in process. Great. Be open with that process and say, I make mistakes, but God still forgives. And I'm going to walk in front of my children as strong as I can, as unto the Lord. Amen? Invite him in. In fact, I want to invite you in your parenting. I mean, sometimes it's hard if you have, how many of you have three kids or more? God bless you. Hallelujah. See, you have way much more gifts. God knew you could handle it than Pastor Cherie. God bless you. So sometimes it gets crazy, and you are like, oh man, I am crazy. But and it's sometimes I get kind of out of my element, but that's okay. Just tell the children, you know, come on. We all love Jesus, and keep your heart connected to him, and he will spring forth rivers of living water. He'll spring forth life out of your spirit that can change the hearts of your children more than your hugs and more than your spirit or your little kisses. Your spirit can come alive and bring life to your house. You, mamas, are the thermostat of your home. I encourage you not to be a thermometer where you go in and go, okay, the kids are cranky, so I guess, No. What's in your home? Come in, and if it's cranky, you are the thermostat that brings the life and brings peace by the words of your mouth and the attitude of your heart. Amen? So crazy in love. And then our second thing is be crazy in love with your spouse if you're married. Crazy in love with your spouse. Or if you're single and you're a single mom, be crazy in love with your family. You don't know my family, Pastor Cherie. Oh, man, I know there's some challenges, but you can still be a great example of that to your children. You know, the Lord encourages us to walk in forgiveness at all times. Even there's hurt and pain and all of that, that's why you got to stay connected to Jesus, because you really can't do it all on your own, right? The Cherie part feels the offense, but the Jesus inside of Cherie can help me walk in forgiveness and help me look for the sunshine instead of the dark places and walk in forgiveness. So even with my husband or your husband or your wife, love your spouse. Kiss them. In fact, if you're sitting by your spouse right now, just reach over and give them a little smooch. Come on. Hug. Hold hands. Why is that important? Because when spouses show affection to one another, it makes a child secure. And mom and dad are together. Mom and dad love each other. I'm okay. They don't know that you just had an argument 10 minutes before, right? But pray together. Love each other. Be crazy in love. And sometimes you have to do some of this in your secret place with Jesus. Lord, give me the love for David today. I'm really frustrated, but God, I'm going to give him some love the way that he receives love, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, nobody got that. Okay? Everybody has a love language. And if you don't know that, I recommend a wonderful book by Gary Chapman, The Five Love Languages. Everybody has them. Speak the language of your spouse. Show that love. It brings security to your children. But if you are single, maybe you're divorced and the kids go one way one weekend and come home the other weekend, be a life-giving parent. Be a life-giving parent. Don't talk bad about your spouse, your kid's dad. Just don't talk bad. Well, he was terrible, and he's manipulating, and he's doing this. Oh, yeah, but God knows all that. You be a great mom. You be a great parent. And you just say, Lord, he is in your hands, or if you're a husband, she is in your hands, and I give it all to you because my children, I'm going to be in front of them crazy in love with you and crazy in love with my life. That's the next one. Crazy in love with life. Crazy in love with life. Live every moment, everybody. Celebrate great things. As many of us know in this room, my baby girl was born in 1991, and that just seemed like 2 weeks ago, right? She walked down the aisle and married this amazing man, and then all of a sudden, now she has two children. Right? I'm like, wow, where did the time go? So celebrate every moment. Every moment. I love, and I see my sister-in-law, hi, Christy, over there. Pastor Dave's brother. I was just over at the house the other night, and I loved this neat idea that Christy had at her house. It's a beautiful glass jar, and on the front it has the year 2018, and she has all these multicolored papers and markers and pens sitting on the kitchen bar. I said, Christy, what is this? This looks so amazing. And she's like, oh. And it was filled up. The jar was filled up with all these little notes. She goes, oh, that's our glass jar. And when the kids come or when friends come or when special moments happen in our family through the year, we just write them down and we stick them in there. And then at the end of the year, we open everything up and we read them because sometimes you forget. Sometimes you forget those moments, those little bitty things, right? And so creatively, that is an amazing thing. Celebrate. What can you do to celebrate? Well, Pastor Ree, I don't have a lot of money, so we can't go on a lot of vacations. But you can do things that are free. You know what I'm saying? Here in Arizona, we live in a beautiful state. There's amazing things to celebrate, but celebrate birthdays. Celebrate Christmas and holidays. Celebrate the first day of every first day of school year. That's what I did. I'd bring Lacey roses, and I'd bring Lacey candy. I put little notes in the lunchbox. I still bring her back prizes, and in fact, she expects them now. I love it. I love it. Don't search for happiness in those things, though. But search, get your joy from Jesus, and then just let it bubble over. Be a mom or a dad where your children go, oh, they are amazing. I know that they're human, but man, they really made my life to the best of their ability, the best that they could, and I appreciate that. So be crazy in love with life. And one of the things that I like, would you show up my Disneyland picture real quick? Oh, there we are. This happened in January, and Emma turned 2, and our whole family went out there. See, Jim and Joy, that's James's parents. And then we all had our shirts on. We are Pop's Mouse. I'm Mama C Mouse and as Gigi Mouse, and we wore the ears and everything. We even collected the pins. We ate the cotton candy, y'all. Come on. The churros. How do you say it? Charros. Come on. We rode the rides. The teacup thing, you know, that makes you sick when you spin in it. Mama C got in there and kept her eyes on the Lord the whole time, but would sneak down and look at my baby granddaughter laughing hysterically. And we captured those moments, right? It may not be Disneyland for you, but it could be a walk in the park or a special book that you read every night. Come on, make those memories. Make those memories. Cherish them. Well, if you feel like it's too late, it is not too late. Even if your kids are adults, come on. You know their favorite ice cream. Go and spend some wonderful time with your kids, and don't let any hurt or offense keep you from living life. Amen? Stay connected to Jesus. He will give you the grace. He will give you the grace in Jesus' name. Okay, so we talked about live a real example. O is offer. Offer them your affection, your time, and your wisdom. Offer them your affection, time, and your wisdom. Never stop hugging your kids. Love the stuffing out of them, you know? Just hug them and squeeze them. And, you know, when they're in their teenagers, like, Mom, come on, really, stop. You can go, you know you love me. You know you look forward to coming home and seeing your mama. I'm one of the best things in your life. And all of a sudden, with that stone teenagery stance, whatever, all of a sudden they're like, yeah, you're pretty cool. In fact, I used to tell Lacey, I am the cool mom, right? And she'd go, you know, all your friends want me to come hang around, right? Especially when she was 16, got the car. I was like, okay, so where are we going to go? And she's like, you're staying here. Right? I was so hurt. Like, what do you mean? But the thing is, when they're small, you don't want to be their friend. You want to be their parent. But when they get older, that parenting becomes into a friendship, and it's beautiful when you know what season you're in. So never stop hugging them. Reach for their heart. Offer them your affection, your time, and wisdom. And when I say time, it's not just, okay, everybody get in the car, let's go to a movie, or let's go eat ice cream or whatever. It's being present in the moment. It's like when they come into, you're in the garage, Dad or Mom, you're putting your makeup on, and they just come and sit on the bed or come and just stand in the garage and then just start talking. That's the moment I'm talking about. Just be in the present in the moment. See where they are and what they're walking through. And listen more than anything. Listen and watch what they bring. And the Holy Spirit will give you wisdom on how to navigate every situation. I promise you, when you walk with Him and you put God first, He will direct your paths. And that's with your family. Pray for wisdom. Pray for wisdom so then you will know how to answer. My dad was a pastor, and I loved my dad. He's in heaven now, and I always wave at him. I know that he looks and is, I always tell Jesus, hey, tell Dad I love him today. Tell Dad he really made a big difference in my life. And one of the things that I remember as a child is he would explain things to me and not just say, this is wrong. And because I said, it's wrong, and he would discipline me. But he would bring me into my room after I had my spanking, of course, because I had lots of them. Ooh. And he would sit and talk with me and draw pictures on paper as to what maybe that solution, why I messed up and how that God forgives. And he would just draw. I saved every one of those and put them in my drawer forever. It meant so much to me because he didn't just yell at me or spank me or ground me or put me in time out. He disciplined me with love, but let me know that I was still valued and let me know the reason why that was going to hurt me or that was not going to be the best decision for me. So offer your wisdom. Believe the best for your kid and be secure in God. So live a real example, offer them your affection, and then vocalize the positives. Vocalize the positives, encourage and build them up. I encourage you to praise them in public and correct them in private. To praise them in public and correct them in private. Watch our tone, mamas. I know it gets crazy and you're frustrated and stressed out, but if you can take just a deep breath and kind of sit back and then through your teeth say, this is not the right time, but you're smiling. Do you know what I'm saying? Speak life over your children. The Word of God is alive and active, and He has given each one of your kids a destiny and a purpose, even if they are 33. Even if they are 45 and they're still walking through life. Even if they are 50, they are still need words of affirmation from you. They still need your guidance, your wisdom. They still need to know that you believe in them and you can do anything. I can do anything. I like my Allisons. I like my car. They'll like you. I love my parents because they believe in me. And they believe in me enough to discipline and to have that tough love. But they believe in me enough to know that I'm going to make it. Amen? Amen. So be encouragers. Build them up. Be the cheerleader in their lives. So keep your attitude positive. And look out for whatever season you're in. God will give you those next steps. Believe. And give them life by your words. Live a real example. Offer them your affection. Vocalize the positives. The last one is equip. E stands for equip. Equip them for God's purposes. The Bible talks about not exasperating our children, but bless them. Bless them. I remember telling Lacey, when she was little. Just even changing diapers, getting her dressed in the morning, you're beautiful. You are a daughter of the King. And then as she got older, you're amazing. And I'd have to tell her sometimes that, because I told her she was amazing so much, she was like, you know what I mean? She started telling everybody, I'm amazing. And I'd say, well, let's kind of look at others now, you know. But she believed. Her dad and I told her, God has a destiny for you, and she believed that. And she set out and began to walk with Jesus on her own, not through her mom and dad, but she found Jesus and began to walk out the purpose that God had for her. God has a purpose for your kids. God has a purpose for you. God has greatness. So be real to your kids. Equip them for God's purpose. Confront issues and problems. Help them to walk in forgiveness. Help them to walk in humility. Help them, set them up, train them in the way that they should go. And the Bible says when they're old, doesn't matter where they are right now, when they are old, they will not depart from the Lord. So believe. Oh, it's way too late, Pastor Sheree. You don't know. I don't know, but God does. And I believe God is way much bigger than you and me to know how to navigate your children back to Him. How many of you can say yes on that one? Yes on that one. God is our foundation. Don't quit praying for them. Work at understanding what God has shaped your children in. Maybe they're really into sports and you've got them in this special program. Keep God first. Keep God first, even in sports, people. Come on. Keep God first, and you watch what God will do in the sports, in the academics, in the dance, in the cheerleading, whatever it is their foundation is of the Lord, God will take them further than you could ever at all. Amen. So everyone, we need to show love to our kids, and kids show love back to your moms. But another thing that everyone needs is honor. Proverbs 31:28, her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. There's a story in the book of the Bible, in the book of Ruth, about Ruth and Naomi, a mother-in-law and a daughter that honored and loved each other. You should spend some time and read that story. It's amazingly beautiful and a great example for how we, even as adults, can honor our moms. And I'm going to put the word honor here, and we're going to fill this in very quickly. H, highlight. Highlight her most inspiring qualities in your own mind and to others as well. Oh, Pastor Sheree, again, you don't know my mom. You don't know my family. It may be an aunt. It may be a spiritual mom, whatever, whoever your mom figure is in your mind, and this is to men and women, honor them and highlight their qualities. What is it that they're good about? What is it that they have made a memory in your life about? What is it? Highlight that out. Say it to her and tell others about her in that. Oh, open your heart to her constructive input and wisdom. Always have an open posture. I have adult children, and I love it when they open up and ask me questions. What do you think about this? And even though I know they're not going to do what I may say, they listen, and they open their heart, and they give me time, and they honor me in that and give a place. So respond. Ask questions to your parents. Ask questions to your mom. They would love to give wisdom to you. In, never publicly disgrace her. That goes back and forth to kids and to parents, but honor. Don't ever yell, Mom, you always do that. Mom, teenagers, I'm speaking to you today too. Honor them. Don't do it in public, but you can come to them in private and say, Mom, you really embarrassed me. I really was hurt by what you said. Parents, don't publicly disgrace your kids as well. Encourage them. And then, oh, on special occasions, create memories she will cherish. notice and then kind of write the word and circle it, she, not you, but she. On special occasions, Mother's Day, Christmas, birthdays, or just Mom Day, create memories that she will cherish. What does she like to do? You got to do a little search and a little talk and a little conversation. You know, the phone, we want to put it down for a while. With our social media, and look in your mom's eyes, look in your child's eyes, and talk and have conversation. Find out what she likes. Find out what her favorite color is. Find out what her favorite restaurant is. Find out what she did when she was five. You know? When's the last time that you really had those memories? Or your grandmother? Oh my goodness, there's so much wonderful things that grandparents can give. Surprise them with something that they like. Pastor Sheree, this is not very spiritual. Yes, it is. Honor. God wants us to honor one another. That means to look at each other as he would look at them. Not their faults, not their issues, but through the eyes of Jesus, who sees the little girl in that mom and says, I want to bless her. Who sees the young woman rising. Oh, yeah, today she's a teenager and she says that she doesn't like you, but she really loves you inside. God wants us to see and honor them. So never publicly disgrace. On special occasions, create memories. And then the last one is remember. R, remember. Remember that she is human. Grandmas, mamas, daughters, we're all human, so we all make mistakes, and we all have feelings, and we all have emotions, so that's why staying close to the Lord, he will give us grace, he'll give us love and understanding for all of that in our lives. I encourage you to pray for your family, not just, Lord, help them, Lord, do something. Lord Jesus, no, say, Jesus, thank you. Thank you for my mama. Thank you for my daughter. Thank you, Lord, for the women in my life that have brought wonderful things to help me be who I am today. Thank you, Lord. I know maybe where they are, where my son is right now, maybe where my daughter is right now, Lord, is not where I desire or not how I raised them. But God, I thank you that you're their father and you will lead them. So I lift them to you, and I believe in Jesus' name that, God, they are coming back to you, that, God, you're going to meet their needs, that, God, you're going to help them with their heart. Prayer has power. Don't underestimate the power of prayer, especially in a woman who knows her God. I'm telling you, women, stay strong in prayer. Love Jesus. Be crazy in love with your spouse. Be crazy in love with life. And honor each other in your life. In closing, I want to just ask a question, not just to the moms today, but to everyone. What has God spoke to you? Maybe there was something that you kind of took notes on and thought, ooh, I need to do a little better than that in this area. Or, oh, that was a really, I need to think on that one. Why don't you circle that on your paper there? Because these little notes that you take home, take back in your prayer time with the Lord and say, Jesus, help me. Help me to be a better listener. Help me to honor my wife. Help me to honor my husband better. Whatever that may be, take that action point. Don't just hear the word, but let's hear the word and then begin to do it. And let's make this Mother's Day, and not just Mother's Day, but Father's Day, and every other day of the year, an amazing moment with our families. Whether they are broken, let's help bring solutions. Whether they are separate, how can we be a bridge? God wants to use you today. How many of you would love to be used by the Lord to bring more life into your family? Amen. Amen. Father, I pray in Jesus' name for every one of us in this room, Lord. I thank you, God, that your life and your presence is in this place. Lord, I pray, God, that you will just move upon each of us, Lord, and let us know how can we be more life-giving? How can we be, Lord, just an answer to solutions in our family? Maybe, God, we just need to have more time with you. Whatever those next steps are, Lord, I pray that you speak to us right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that you will show us exactly what to do, those next steps. I pray for strength and wisdom. I pray, God, for every need to be met in those families, God, that may be struggling today. Lord, I thank you that you're the healer of the brokenhearted. You are the one that restores relationships. You bring life to something that may seem dead. Lord, I thank you that in the name of Jesus, your power and presence, Lord, is moving in all of the homes that are represented in this house today. I pray, Father, for every heart to be lifted to you this morning. And Lord, that you will move, Lord, over those today that may not know you. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, begin to do a work right now. In Jesus' name. As your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, there are many of us today that say, you know what? I do want to be life-giving, and I do want to have a family that is filled with joy. And I know it needs to start with me by making Jesus Lord of my life and making him the person that my whole focus is on. Maybe you have strayed from the Lord, or maybe you've never prayed the prayer of salvation. God wants to know that this is your day, this is your time, and it's never too late. And he loves you, and he wants to help you in your next steps with your family, with your future. If you want to pray that prayer to the Lord, I'm just going to lead you in a simple prayer, but can I just see your hand all across the sanctuary just to see if you want to rededicate your life or make that commitment? I see that hand. Anybody else all across the sanctuary? We do this at every week because we want to give everyone an opportunity to make Jesus total Lord. Thank you. Thank you. I see. Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4. I see 4 of you with your hands lifted right here. On Mother's Day, what a wonderful day to let Jesus begin to paint a new picture in our life. Thank you. Would you repeat this prayer after me, everyone in this room? Father God, I come to you today, and I give you my heart. I give you my life. I ask you to forgive me of every sin, everything that has kept me from you. I want a new start, so I give my life today to you. Live in me, live through me, and let me live with the most amazing joy that I could ever have because of you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. We pray that you are blessed by God's word. For more information, visit lifelinkchurch.com.